Welcome to another episode of Keys to Your Best Life. I'm your host, Maggie Cavanaugh, and I am here today with my co-host, Michelle Lindsay, and our sweet sister in Christ, Krista Francis. This young lady stole my heart the first time I met her, and her voice and what she's doing to help others tap into creativity is so inspiring. So, Krista, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much, Maggie. Good to be here.
We are so excited to be here. Michelle and I, we absolutely love what you're doing. And we love your songwriting and so forth. But I know that, you know, being a creative, like I grew up with two brothers that were musicians. And I would always look at them thinking, I want to play the guitar. And I have a guitar sitting at the right side of my fireplace with lots of dust on it because I've never done it. But after listening to you over the course of the last 18 months, 2 years, or however long when I first connected with you, I thought, man, she's empowering people to do something that I've always wanted to do. So I told Michelle, I said, one of these days, we're going to get her on the show, and then we're going to get bold enough and work in time to where we can learn to play the guitar.
Come on.
She's got a guitar too.
See? I do.
See, there are so many women with guitars under their beds or by their fireplaces and with a dream in their heart of wishing they could play. And that's what I want to bring the dream to reality. So, yeah, and I'm excited to be here, just get to share about it a little bit more. And then watch you take the class.
Yes, yes, right? And then we can do a recap about what we learned. And I can get up here and play my two chords I know. No, if I take her class, I know I'll know a whole lot more.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Michelle, how long have you had your guitar sitting around?
It actually was my brother's, and he passed in 2017. And so we've had it since. But I have thought about it. Every now and then I'll look at it and think, I probably should learn.
And we live in Nashville.
Right. I know.
I
was born and raised in Nashville, I know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, I was so excited that you were going to be here, and I got to hear you speak just about a month ago.
Yep.
And so I want you to tell the audience, and you know, how all of this began.
Sure. Yeah, well, I've played guitar, it's been a lot of years. Since in high school, I remember kind of similar to what you were sharing, Maggie, but I can remember my brother-in-law, who was significantly older than I was, my brother-in-law was a worship pastor. Mm-hmm. And so I can remember this one time where I was just watching him, you know, I'm like looking from the audience there at the church and the congregation. And I just remember this thought came through as I was watching him play guitar and lead worship. And I thought, I wish that I could play guitar and lead worship, help people and lead them into the presence of God. And then the very next thought that I had was, oh, I could never do that.
Ooh.
Oh. Right? Mm. And I believed it. It felt true to me in that moment. The I could never do that felt true.
Wow.
And so I didn't have any reason not to believe that I couldn't do it. I've always loved to sing. I come from a musical family, but there was just something about it that was a block. And so a couple years went on, and then my dad actually said, it was my senior year, and my dad said, hey, Krista, do you want a guitar? And I was like, well, sure. And he had it from a friend that was giving one away, and that was my first guitar, my senior year of high school. And kind of long story short, but as I went away to college, I really didn't do much with it, but as I went away to college, I took it with me. But I had just been through a lot in my family. My mom had actually just passed away right after high school. And so I naturally was going through a period of grief and just really wrestling out, like, what is this faith that I have? What's true? What's not? And even though I took my guitar to college, I didn't really know how to play it. And I remember even putting it under my bed in my dorm room and saying, I brought it with me, but I'm never going to play it. But then there was a moment after my first semester where I felt like I felt the Holy Spirit really say, like, pull it out. And I began to very clunkily start playing. But what happened was, more than actually teaching myself or learning guitar, or what actually happened was a healing process.
Okay.
Wow.
About the grief with my mom and grief with some things that had happened in my family that were just devastating.
Right.
And I would take my guitar, I would go to our dorm study room on our dorm floor, I'd have my Bible, I'd have a notebook, and I would just begin to write songs. And basically, like David did in the Psalms, pour out my grief, pour out my complaints, pour out my confusion, and then just sing it. I would just sing it.
Sweet.
And what began to happen was it was like these songs would come out. This is basically what it felt like. It was like these songs would come out, mm-hmm. and it would be like they'd wash back over me.
Oh, wow.
Like it was, I don't know how to explain it, right?
Well,
How do we explain these supernatural things?
Right.
And it was like as it came out, it was like almost the Holy Spirit like mixing it in with that balm,
right.
that healing balm, mm-hmm. and like pouring it back over me.
Right.
And then friends began to say like, oh, did you write that song? You know, I wasn't writing like to get a hit. I wasn't writing for anyone else to hear me. I was writing
therapy.
Because like it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't even purposefully go, I need to heal, so I'm going to write a song. It
right.
was just like intrinsic.
Right.
Wow.
And so then I'm like, well, I'd play for some friends and then I'd play for a group and then they're like, oh, we want you to lead worship. And I'm like, I don't lead worship. Like, I don't know that many chords, you know? And again, a pulling of the Holy Spirit going like, keep going. And
right.
then I began to play with a group that all of them knew how to play way better than I did. And so I was like, I guess I'll just keep messing up until I mess up less.
Right.
But that all led to then leading worship and doing these things, writing more songs and seeing basically what I believed to be true that was actually a lie.
Right.
Back to mm-hmm. the first story I told you. And now all the way to where we are right now, where I teach women. The tagline of this ministry that I do is teaching girls of all ages, meaning young girls all the way to grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't even really talked about that, but I teach women and girls of all ages to play guitar from the heart of worship. And so it's like going from one song born out of a place of grief, just needing God,
mm-hmm.
to like something way bigger that I could have never imagined. So I'm glad I didn't believe the lie that
I
couldn't play guitar and
right.
that I couldn't lead worship and I'd never be
right.
able to do that. So I think it just goes to show like the enemy always wants to disqualify us.
Yes, he does.
To steal
yes.
away the things that God wants to bring out into the world through his
yes.
kids. And I'm just one example.
Right.
Yes. Just one.
I've been studying a book and it talks about how that we all are made in the image of Christ
yeah.
and that we all are highly intelligent and are able, and the enemy wants to lie to us to keep us from being all that God created us to be.
Yeah.
And so we all need to learn that.
Absolutely.
To stop listening to the lies. Any negativity, yeah. we're not even created for negativity.
Right.
We're created for love.
Yeah. Mm. I've heard it said that we're made to run on joy.
Yes.
Our fuel is joy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because who is joy? Who
right.
is love?
Right.
So
but I got to hear one of your music videos.
Yeah.
And I would love if you would tell us the story behind that and
sure.
possibly play it for us.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so this is a little departure from leading people in worship, although, so I have to maybe give a little caveat on that, right? A little preface. So I wrote this song. I co-wrote it with Kent Blasey and Corey Batten, two amazing writers here in Nashville. And I actually co-wrote it with them mm-hmm. in 2012 and then didn't do anything with it. I even recorded it 2 years later, didn't do anything with it. There was a lot of fear there of like, am I going to mess up? I mean, right? We all have our journey.
Yes, we did. We did.
Oh my goodness, we have
we
our
did.
Journey. And so this song is called Wish I Was That Car. It doesn't say anything about God. It doesn't say anything about Jesus. And yet I had always felt like there's something so powerful to it because I came to them with the idea mm-hmm. From a personal experience and some people that I know, a couple that was struggling, struggling for a long time in mm-hmm. their marriage relationship. And yet this guy was so good at fixing cars. And so I said, just at one point during this co-writing session, I was just tossing out the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, well, what ideas do you have? So I was tossing out this idea and I said, I said, he can pull out an engine. Like he will not give up until the engine is running so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any little ping or ding or whatever, he'll pull the engine completely out and redo it all again. And I said, I wish he'd take that perseverance and how good he is
mm-hmm.
at fixing cars and loving cars. So I wish he'd take that 20 feet inside the house and apply it to his marriage and family and like get it running right, get it rolling right. And
so good.
Corey had his guitar out and he just strummed one chord and he goes, wish I was that car. And we all go. And like the song just dropped. It like literally felt like it dropped on us. You know, it was one of those.
Right.
And so, but again, so like just in this last bit of time, I felt like it is time to do something with that song.
Oh, good.
So since it had already been recorded, I'm like, I want to do more than just release it. Mm-hmm. I already have the recording. I'm like, I want to do a music video because I'd never done anything like that before. And so we put together the music video and released it. And it's just been fun. I mean, I just feel like my toes are kind of on the edge of even getting it further out there and figuring out kind of like, what's the next step? Do I want to potentially have someone else record it, you know, who might take it farther? So it's an interesting, you know, the music business and like just kind of figuring out those things and those pieces. But yeah, this is like pretty much a straight up country song, you know?
Well, you need to play it.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. So yes, you guys have got to love this song because I'm not a country singer or person. All right. I mean, of course, I sing unto the Lord, but it's pretty painful for everybody else. But I had never been a big country music person because I actually suffered some abuse where there's country music playing. Mm. So I had this disdain for it. It was like not even just a dislike. It was a disdain. It was like, you know, but the Lord had done a great deal of healing over the years. And when we had the opportunity to hear your song, not only was I connecting the dots of how powerful that thought is, but also I was sitting there looking at this video going, I wish I had that car. I mean, it was so stinking cool. So was that shot here in Nashville?
It was down in Murfreesboro, actually.
Very cool place.
Yeah. And it was amazing. Like, you know, it was one camera.
Okay.
My friend Jacob's video company shot it. I don't know if I can say the name. So anyway, but he and his wife, like they just came together, and the garage that you see in it, the car, the Chevelle that you see in it, like all of that were these pieces that were coming, that came together in like 1 week's time in such a supernatural way. All the divine connections. I was like, I think this is God just like putting his stamp of approval on it is what it felt like. And when it came out, I was like, wow, I can't believe that we pulled that all together. And yeah, so I'm proud of it, you know, just in terms of I'm proud of my friends that shot it and the people who are so generous to lend their car and lend their garage and my friend Dustin from Iowa who came down to be the hunk, you know. And
so, I know my husband thought that was your husband because he asked me, he's like, you know, wasn't that video about her and her husband? I said, I don't think she's married. Okay, single guys, look out. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, listen, play that song for us because it's so special.
Yeah, thanks. So. And, you know, one thing I will say is that I really believe whether it's a straight up worship song that you're singing in church or singing around a campfire or whether it's a country song, it's like, I believe God gave us the gift of music.
Yes.
And music is like a key that can unlock a person's heart.
Absolutely.
With the message. With a message, if it's true and it unlocks that place, it can just speak to them. So that's my prayer even for this song, is that it would reach somebody who might not be ready to hear a song about God and Jesus, but if they hear something that speaks to their heart, can unlock them to lead them that direction.
That's
to just
right.
begin asking, like, are my priorities where they need to be? Am I putting first things first?
Yes.
And then they might ask, well, what are the first things?
That's so
good. And we know it's to love God and love others. And like that gets somebody's heart and mind churning.
Yes.
You know, that's my hope and prayer. So
powerful.
This is called Wish I Was That Car.
I love it.
Wish I was that car. Garage tonight. Lately, it's the only place you've been spending all your time. If you give half as much attention to this half of us, maybe we'd be running right. I wish I was that car. I wish I was that wrench. Then I could feel your calloused hands. Had I let that old Chevelle roll right in and steal my man? If you'd give half as much tender care to this half of us, maybe we'd be rolling right. I wish I was that car tonight. I beg you, baby, working on us. Wish I was that car, but now you got it up on blocks. It's gonna be a long, long time before I'm getting what she's got. But if you give half as much sweet loving to this half of us, I tell you we'd be up all night. I wish I was that car tonight. So baby, come inside tonight. I wish I was that car.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That is so good. I mean, I loved it the first time I heard it, but hearing it live here today just really stirs in me, and what you said about the priorities of people. And we do that. I mean, we look at, you know, situations. I know there are plenty of people out there that they get so focused on certain things and that they forget about the importance. And I love what you said about, you know, this song reaching those that might not be ready to hear something else, because the reality is that all good gifts come from the Father above. Mm-hmm. And whenever the creator of the universe imparts a creative inspiration into someone, he can take and use that in so many facets. What a beautiful song.
That's it. Thank you.
I love
you.
It. I love Thanks. It. You know, I was looking here at this here.
Yeah.
And I want the audience to know. We're gonna have her play another song, because I know that was just a tease. But I want the audience to know just how Girls with Guitar started.
Sure, yeah. Well, as many of us know, 2020 kind of hit with a bang, right? And every single person was affected in one way or another, right? And so I had owned a business, a brick and mortar, actually a food business. And this is just a little touch on what you just said, but as I owned that food business in East Nashville from 2016 to the end of 2019, I would even pray. I'd say, like, Lord, just infuse this food with your spirit. Like, I made it with my hands and I'm dedicating it to you. So wherever it goes, just like in some way, shape or form, like, let it be to your glory and for people's good.
I love that.
And so, but I felt the Lord say to close down that business at the end of 2019. And I really didn't understand. He said, close the doors. You don't need it anymore. And I was like, what in the world?
Wow.
And I really, that was kind of like, I had a lot of dreams, the things I was going to plan to move into. And so I was like, well, if I'm closing the doors to that, then, like, kind of what's the next thing? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, it's time for me to actually take this guitar and take the gifts and, like, do it as a full-time thing.
Yes.
I'd been doing business as mission with my company, and as a missionary, as a U.S.-based missionary with Global Outreach International, headquartered in Tupelo, Mississippi. And so they've been very supportive. They know that God calls me to different assignments and different things. And so I was like, you know, it's time to really just take this and go. Like, literally go on the road. So I bought an RV. I'm like, I'm just going to go on mission with my guitar and my song and preach the gospel.
I love it.
And that was in January. And I don't have to tell you what happened 2 months later, you know. And so, yeah, what happened, kind of the short version of the story, but to me it's still compelling when I tell it. I had been part of this Kingdom Entrepreneurs Group, like faith-based, like how we take our businesses and how we make sure that they are infused with the kingdom principles that Jesus taught.
Amen.
And so I'd been part of this entrepreneurs group, and when everything with COVID happened, the founder of that group, he said to us, he said, I challenge you, before you go to bed tonight, this was April of 2020, he said, before you go to bed tonight, he said, just ask God who he wants you to serve right now. He said, you may be wondering how you're going to make money. He said, but we serve the King who owns everything.
Yes.
And he knows how to bring the provision. He said, so you ask the King who you're supposed to serve.
Amen.
Right? And so I did that. That was April of 2020. And so that next morning, it was Palm Sunday, April 5th. I'll never forget it. It was the morning after I'd asked that question and then went to sleep. And I woke up, and almost as close to to audible, wow, as I can describe, I heard the Holy Spirit say, "Girls with guitars."
I love it.
And I went, I'm laying there on my bed, and I'm like, looking around, you know, because it was so, wow, clear. It was so loud in my heart. And I went, what's girls with guitars? You know, it wasn't like, oh, girls with guitars, this would be a great idea. It wasn't like a brainstorming session. It was like I woke up hearing this voice, yes, in my, yes, heart say girls with guitars, and I had to go, huh? You know, tell me more. And that's exactly what happened. It literally felt like God handed me a set of blueprints throughout that day, or like one of those Polaroid pictures,
yes,
that you blow on it or you wave it, mm-hmm, you shake it like, yes, a Polaroid picture, and it develops more and develops more. And you're like, oh, that's what that is.
Yes.
And that is what happened with this program.
Wow.
It's like, teach girls of all ages to, mm-hmm, play guitar from the heart of worship. And 3 weeks later, I had launched an online class called the Girls with Guitars 30-Day Learn to Play Challenge. And that first class, and I had been learning online marketing in this Kingdom Entrepreneurs group, not knowing why I was learning it.
Wow.
But God knew.
Yes,
and I was able to launch it, do Facebook ads, do like, put together a website in 3 weeks time, and there were 135 gals,
wow,
who
amazing,
registered for it, and I was like, well, I guess this is a thing, you know, you know, I like, okay, and but it was like day by day, and I was just sharing with them the real journey.
Wow.
I was like, I didn't have some grand plan.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm just here to. If you're locked in your house like I am, I'm here. And if you've had a dream to learn to play guitar and now
it.
You have time, then let's do this together.
I love
and
it.
And so 30 days of everyday lessons and kind of a fire hose.
Right.
You know, I said, you can do anything for 30 days. And towards the end of that 30 days, like a ton of them were like, we don't want this to stop.
I love
and I'm
it.
Like, oh, I didn't have a plan for that. like have a family now of girls with guitars. Okay, mm-hmm, you know. And so that's where it's exciting to tell the story, because I'm like, I just get to give testimony of like God's good idea.
Yes.
That he was so kind to give to me. That's how I feel about it.
I absolutely
he was so kind
that.
To give it to me.
Yes.
And I'm like, and so now my prayer is just like, well, Lord, help me to steward this to the
right.
next level. Help
Amen.
Me to help me to pastor this group and teach this group and foster this group of all ages.
What
you know,
a beautiful thing.
Now it's like, and those gals were, you know, they weren't little girls.
Right.
It was mostly 30s, 40s, 50s,
sure.
even 60s and 70s of these women with a dream in their heart who loved to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then got to learn to play, and we got to learn to play in community. So it was really
And now
beautiful.
There's opportunities even internationally, and
yeah.
you're teaching to younger
yep.
ladies as well.
Focusing on
so
high school
So you
and
can
college.
Find that information
yeah.
at Girls with Guitars. But before we run out of time, I really want
yeah.
you to do a worship song for
yes.
us from the heart.
Well, and you know, can I just share like a touch
yes,
of
yes,
this? Because
yes.
we didn't even talk about this. So it was really interesting. So I'll just hold this up if we can see it. So this is obviously a little teal post-it note, and the words on it say, you can run fast.
Ooh.
And you can see a little dirt on it. And the reason is, for those who don't know, right before COVID hit, a huge tornado
yes.
ripped through Nashville
yes,
at the
yes.
beginning of March. And so we got a double whammy here.
Yeah, we did.
And then everything shut down. And so what was interesting is, during one of those days of cleanup,
Wow.
of cleaning up the debris from the tornado and a house, I was in front of a house that gotten blown down. I picked up a pile of debris and I looked down and this note was in the middle
wow.
of all this debris.
Wow.
And I obviously it stuck out because
yes.
it's bright. It wasn't like faded and torn. And it was so out of place that I set down the pile of debris. And when I picked it up, I literally felt like a jolt of electricity go through me.
Whoa.
And I was like, so I took it home, I dried it out, I set it on my computer, and the same man that I said is the founder of our entrepreneurs group, in an earlier Zoom class that we had, he said, this was like a week after I found this note that said, you can run fast. I'm like, what does that mean?
Right.
What's the story on that?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you guys, everything in the world has shut down. And he said, it's time to take the things we've learned and with the kingdom principles, and it's time to run fast.
Oh. Look at the Lord confirming.
And I just began to cry, and I felt that same
yes.
jolt. And I told them the story, and I said, I don't know what this means. I just know, you know, and even in the word, it says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary, walk and not faint. And I just began to say, Lord, what are you telling me? Yes. What is this about? And then about 2 weeks later, he dropped Girls with Guitars. So this has been one of our themes of you can run fast. Kind of like if God says you can do something, that means you can do something.
That is so good.
It's his power and strength. So,
Well, we don't have a lot of time left, but I do want to hear just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, so there's this song. It's one, actually, I wrote it a long time ago. It's called Real Enough for Me, and I feel like it's just, it's kind of stripping it all down, going, when all is said and done, God's love is what sustains us.
Yes.
It's what's real enough for us. You know, like we might not be able to understand and explain all the mysteries, but in the stories and testimonies, we see him. So
good.
I keep trying to figure you out, but all I see is more mysteries. But I felt your loving arms around my heart. So this is real enough for me. Real enough for me. A father to the fatherless. Real enough for me. A shelter in the wilderness. Real enough for me. So even when my eyes can't see, still I know your love is real enough for me.
Wow, that is so beautiful, so beautiful. Y'all, listen, we're going to have her back sometime to do some more music for us, but we're out of time today. But Chris, I want to thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
So
can you tell the audience how they can get in contact with you?
Absolutely. Well,
and give them a key, if you will, a quick key.
You know, I think the quick key would kind of be what I mentioned before starting to play that, is like when it's all said and done, we're never going to have all the answers.
That's right.
But when we lean into the love of God, when we lean in to him to go, I don't have to know it all, I just have to know you.
Yeah.
I have to know you. Let me know you. Hmm. I would say that's the key.
Wow.
You know, that kind of diffuses some of the mental, like, gymnastics.
Yes.
And it's like he's just wanting our hearts.
Amen.
And he'll tell us what we need to know when we need to know it.
Is it girlswithguitars.org or .com?
So
or?
It's www.girlswithguitarschallenge.com. Don't forget the challenge.
The challenge is important.
Yeah, girlswithguitarschallenge.com is where you can find out more about Girls with Guitars. And then I'm on all the socials, on Facebook and Instagram, Krista Francis or Girls with Guitars Challenge. And you can find me. You can search for me and find me.
Yes, you can search for her and find her. And if you do not find her, reach out and we will make sure you find her. So we want to thank you for being here as another episode of Keys to Your Best Life. We value your time. We know you can watch a lot of shows, but we're glad that you hung out with us today. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.